Alright, here we go. Let's do this thing. Let us do this thing. Welcome to the Start From Scratch podcast show. I am your host, Troy Williams, back again. This is pod 190. Oh, we're getting up there, aren't we? We are getting up there to 200. Just one podcast at a time. One podcast at a time, man. Thank you guys, as always, for tuning in. We are in December. And before you know it, it's gonna be Christmas, then New Year's, and then we're in 2023, man. So that's just how the year's been going. Okay, but let's get the shout out to the way, you know, shout out to Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, or however you may be listening. Follow us on IG, Start From Scratch Podcast. That's all one word. Instagram, Start From Scratch Podcast, follow, whatever. Like and subscribe to our YouTube channel as well, Start From Scratch Podcast. Links in the bio, it should be. Is someone not doing their job? Is that why we don't have any followers? And then follow me on Twitter, @original_TB, because I tweet sometimes. I do tweet sometimes, and I've been trying to get the blue check mark next to my name, Elon Musk, but I don't see the option for me to pay my $8 to get the blue check mark next to my name, Elon Musk. Get it together, man. Twitter's been a failure ever since you've gotten over there. Trying to get that blue check mark, buddy. But no, I'm not paying for that. Maybe. I might do it for a month just to see what it feels like. just to see what it feels like to get that blue check next to you. Ooh. Orgasmic. But no. Yeah, man, look, it's the weekend. It's the weekend. Normally don't record on a Saturday or Sunday, but you know what? It's raining in the Bay Area. Shocking. Shockingly, it is raining, and there's no way I'm going outside right now. It's pretty bad. I don't know what's going on. My phone, I checked the weather report on my phone. It says, what is this saying? It's calling this, on the weather app, they're calling on the description of the weather, it's calling the rain a hydraulic outlook. What the hell? I've noticed this since yesterday, and I thought it was just like I was like hydraulic outlook, but then it was on my phone today. So let's see what this hydraulic outlook, can they just call it rain? Is that too, did we cancel rain and did rain get me too? Do we just can't? Okay, hold on. Hydraulic outlook. Let's see. Okay. Hydraulic outlook. Okay, the U.S. National Weather Service defines a hydraulic outlook as an announcement issued when a flood potentially exists in a time beyond 48 hours from the start of the event. Oh, so that's what a hydraulic outlook is. It's a flood. Okay, so they're basically saying a flood's coming, potentially. That's what a hydraulic outlook is. All right, learn something new. Hopefully, you know, Start From Scratch podcast is educating the listeners as well. That's what I'm here to do. Man, it's been a crazy couple months, man. A couple weeks. We had a family event. Won't get into all that. But my mother, she came to town to visit, and I'm not going to get into too many details. But she stayed with me, and boy, did it take all of it. Cause my place isn't that big, guys, and my mother just insisted on. Oh man, just being all up in this space for a week. And man, was it an adventure? It was an adventure. DBW, it was an adventure. If you're listening out there, love ya. It was an adventure. Gotcha. Still cracking up over that Kanye video. He's like, I'm the only billionaire to lose it all over a tweet. Gotcha. Oh man, it's a crazy world we live in. Crazy, crazy world. But on it's raining out here. It's raining. It's a hydraulic outlook. So a flood's coming pretty much. It's raining pretty bad. And it's just, but we need it. I mean, that's what everyone says. But we need it. We need the rain. It's the worst is driving. Because it hasn't rained out here so long. I think people forgot how to drive in rain. I'm pretty sure there's like 20 accidents that just happened while I was talking to you guys. I'm pretty sure people just don't understand the concept of hydroplaning. While we're talking about hydro hydrologic outlooks. Do people understand hydroplaning is when you go so fast in the rain that you kind of just slide on the water? You get no traction, but people don't care. They're like, I'll just drive 70 miles per hour. Okay, I'm just going to hit my brakes whenever, and I'm going to stop like normal. No, you're going to keep sliding, buddy. You're going to keep sliding. Just chill. Everyone drive. Especially when it's raining. Just drive. Chill. Just chill. It's not that serious. Just chill out, man. We're all trying to get to this. We're all trying to get to our destination. But yes, raining. So it's been, what else? What else is going on? So it's raining. Last night I went out to... I went out to my friend's show. Shout out to D from Oakland. Let me make sure I get it. Yeah, I mean, it's D from Oakland, just how it sounds. D-E-E from Oakland, all one word. But so yeah, he had a show in Oakland, shockingly, last night. And it was dope. It was dope. I mean, it was like a little open mic kind of thing. It was at a complex in Oakland. I've never been before. Never been, but I heard it was... It can get pretty ratchet, so you know my antennas were up going there, and I've never been because you know I really just don't go out like that anymore much. But no, I went there. It was cool, man. You know, he did his thing. So shout out to D from Oakland. That's D-E-E from Oakland. Okay, D from Oakland. Yeah, I mean I play ball with him and at the gym sometimes. That's how we kind of met. And he knows Dame Dollar. They like. Literally like hang out with each other and stuff like that. So he's a cool dude. So yeah, shout out to D from Oakland. Check him out on IG. That's his IG page. So yeah, I went out last night, did that, chilled, and then today this is where we're at, man. So let's just get into it. Oh, by the way, just also what I've been up to well since the last time you guys have heard from me. I've been really into this Migos Hotel Lobby song. Quavo and Takeoff. Rest in peace, Takeoff, man. Don't want to talk about that, but yeah, Quavo and Takeoff, Hotel Lobby. So randomly throughout the show, I'm just gonna start playing the song because I can't stop listening to it. Okay, just randomly, I'm just gonna just play it. This is what we're doing today. Okay, let's go. I know the choreography and everything, but it's my Hotel Lobby, Quavo and Takeoff. Hop up. This is G5, no, this is not a challenge, a big one. Ayy. Eat it. Geek. Drink a whole bottle, wake up and repeat. She took a little, mixed it with the chill out. Now she says she's seen 3D. Wow. That's what we're doing today, guys. Okay? That's what we're doing today. God, I don't care. This is Pod 190 and it's my show. Who gonna stop me? Okay, so yeah, you just when you hear it, just vibe with me, okay? Nothing's wrong with your speakers, okay? Nothing's wrong with your speakers or anything like that. It's just how the show's going. Oh, man. But no, yeah, okay, so my mom was here. Pretty much all of my family here. My sisters, my brothers. My brother came from South Korea. My dad, yeah, everyone was here. So it was like a little mini family reunion last week. Or a week before. So yeah. Shout out to, and we had a good time. Really did. We really had a good time. It was one for the record book. So shout out to the fam. Shout out to the fam, man. Shout out to the fam. You know. I didn't pause it. Okay. I guess we got to start all over. Shout out to the fam. Shout out to Quavo. Shout out to Takeoff. Let's go, baby. Hotel Lobby. Let's get it. Huh. Just a G5, no, just not a challenger. Hey. Eat us. Geek. Drink a whole bottle. Wake up and repeat. Mix it with the chill out. Wow. Okay. We'll pick that. We'll pick up where that left off. But yeah, let's get into the news. And breaking news. Okay, no, let's get serious. Breaking news, no. Shout out to Brittany Griner. She was released? Traded? I don't know. But, yeah, Biden did a trade, and Brittany Griner, I think I'm pretty sure, yeah, she's home now. I think she stays in Arizona, I believe. So, Brittany Griner, after spending 290 days in Russia, arrested, 209 days arrested in Russia, is finally back home. And we traded Brittany Griner for a Russian arms dealer. let me see what the what was his exact name. It was like the Merchant of Death. That was his nickname, the Merchant of Death. He's an arms dealer, and he's known to make war happen. And I saw that, and I said, "Well, I'm happy Brittany Griner is out, but what? A Russian arms dealer?" And I'm like, "Wait." Okay, so I'm like, "Okay, Biden." So now you got me confused, because Russia's at war with Ukraine. And you're sending money to Ukraine to support the war, to support them in the war. I think you're even sending weapons and stuff or whatever, but definitely money, because it's like $800 billion you sent over there. So Russia's fighting Ukraine, but you're supporting Ukraine. But then you also give Russia their arms dealer, their weapons arms dealer. And he's the Merchant of Death, and he's known to make war happen. So what if I was, what's his name, Zelensky? The prime president of Ukraine, whatever. If I was him, I'd be like, Biden, what just happened? Hey, buddy, I thought we were on the same team. So I'm confused. I'm literally confused. I don't know what. I'm like I said, happy Brittany Griner's out. And she's back home. I mean, that was terrible. She was literally arrested and locked up for nothing. So she's definitely, I know she doesn't mind the trade. So, but no, she's happy. You know, I'm sure she's happy to be home. But yeah, that's kind of. It didn't seem. I don't know. But if that's the only way you could get her, I don't know. So yeah, I mean, the right wing media, all the Republicans are making a big stink about it. You know, obviously this is going to be. How could Biden do this? This is why they traded a celebrity for a Russian war, criminal. I can already see that coming. I think I heard somewhere that the reason why Biden did this is because Brittany Griner situation covers a lot of voter backgrounds. Because one, she's a minority, so check the minority list. You know what I'm saying? We got the minorities in the bag, okay? And then she's a lesbian, so now you get the LGBTQSWK SWV. you get that group. Obviously you get women just in general. It definitely, when I thought of it that way, it definitely seemed more political than like the right thing to do. But nevertheless, Brittany Griner's out. That's what's important. So we'll see. I'm pretty sure she's gonna do an interview at some point. So yeah, we'll see. But she cut her hair. She cut her hair and everything, but she looked happy. She looked happy. I saw some photos. She looked happy. So shout out to Brittany Griner, man. I hope she's decompressing and just back to enjoying life. So I better, 'cause it's bigger than me. Big factory. Twin, 'cause this is my brother. Nah, for real, water on me like the sun. The sun cares, some pointers, all these commas. I won't fumble, mingle gunners out the divide off. Cake on me, no funnel. Drop top looking like stunner. Can't see cake, no run. We gone. Smoke my pilot. Drop it. I was outside just serving narcotics. Woo! Just pop them. Woo! Fell out in the hotel lobby. Okay. Got through. Now we're moving on. next point of attack. We got to talk about this, man. I've had enough. This has been on my mind all week. Really intrigued me. I don't know why these affairs intrigue me. But, okay, I know everyone's heard about this Good Morning America affair. What are their names? I know it's, what's his name? Amy Robach and TJ Holmes. Okay. So if you guys haven't heard, let me break it down to you. I'm gonna try to make it quick. So, TJ Holmes, a black man, and Amy Robach, I hope I'm saying their name correctly, a white woman. They were co-anchors on Good Morning America, okay? She was married. He was married, okay? She had a white husband. He had a white wife. Apparently, they may have separated before this affair, but these two people, these two news anchors, decided to have an affair, even though they're married. Now, the rumor is they were already separated, but we don't know this. Okay, all we know is that one day, some photos came out that were clearly taken from a private investigator and got leaked to the tabloids, and it went viral, and these two couples, these two co-anchors, had the most awkward moment on morning television the next day because they still had to do their job. Now, let me some more context to it. TJ Holmes, the black man who messed with the white woman, his wife, who is black, is a lawyer. So who you think? Who do you think got this private investigator, y'all? Oh, man. It's crazy. You know what I mean? Who do you think got this private investigator? And so, long story short, ABC pretty much had to tell them, look, we need you guys to just take some time off to while we figure this out. Which basically means you're fired. TJ Holmes is not coming back, guys. If he does, I'll be very, very shocked. But his reputation is ruined. And look, I know I don't like to see a black man go down like this, but somebody has to learn here. We gotta publicly shame this man. We have to publicly shame this guy. Because, you know, it reminds me of the Ime Udoka situation too much. And it's just like, what's going on here, buddy? At least with this situation, we know who the white girl is. Don't we, America? Good morning, America. We know who the white girl is in this situation. But with Ime Udoka, the Boston Celtics coach, we don't know what white girl he was messing with. We don't got any pictures. They ain't released her name. It's all a mystery still. But at least we know who he was messing with in this situation. And it's just like, man, and this is no shade, but TJ, really, bruh, that's what you gonna risk it all for this? She ain't even like, I mean, this Amy chick is she? I mean, she, what? You find that anywhere? You can literally find that anywhere. What were you thinking, TJ Holmes? What were you thinking? So like I said,
I think the wife, his wife, hired a private investigator and released those photos, knowing what it would do to his career. And damn, man, oh man, I don't know what this guy's gonna do. She got him, but like Kanye said, gotcha. She got, look. You can't look. I don't know what he's gonna do after this. What can he do? You were at Good Morning America, buddy. Guess what you're going to be doing now? You're going to be doing the local news. You're going to be at the local news station in somewhere in New Jersey. You know what I mean? You're going to be downgrade, buddy. You was at the top. You was right there in morning television. And you admit it all over a piece of meow. You did it all over a piece of don't touch the Glock and be kind. The way I pull up, I'ma pop it and none of these niggas gon' stop. Gone. Kilo, keep stacking your bacon, get bigger. Don't take a nigga, don't play with these niggas. Let's see the big picture, we up on these niggas. You can follow me, nigga. You can follow me, nigga. We gon' ball on these niggas. Could we beat out to the fuck system? Water on me like the sauna. Shout out to Quavo and Takeoff. Rest in peace. Hotel lobby. Can't get enough of it. But yeah, he risked it all over some meow. Over some white meow. Can't make this stuff up, man. You can't make this stuff up. And his wife is a lawyer. She was just waiting for him to F up. It's nasty. I mean, I don't know a lot about the situation. I watched some videos or read some articles. I mean, apparently, you know, he was wearing his ring even during the affair. So were they really broken up? I don't know, but she got him. She got him. All right. You know, she got him. And TJ Holmes, man, I hope everything works out, buddy. And even Gayle King said something. What did Gayle King say?
the girl, she's part of Good Morning America. She said something like, this was, she said TJ Holmes was very sloppy. I have to agree, TJ Holmes. This is sloppy, buddy. This should have never happened. This should have never happened. You should have kept your hands to yourself. Why? Why did you go here, TJ? You just had to go to the coworker, huh? What's the saying? Don't you poop where you stay? Where you sleep? Don't poop where you sleep, man. Isn't it the same? What is the saying? Don't shit where you eat, right? That's what it is. Yes, don't shit where you eat, TJ Holmes. Did you forget about that one? TJ Holmes and Ime Udoka. 2022? Be gone. This year has been a disaster. A complete, utter disaster. Don't shit where you eat, guys. Man. Okay. There's really not much more I can say about it. You know, just disappointment and embarrassed. Shame on you guys. Oh, man. What else is going on? What else is happening? Not much really going on right now. Like I said, the rain is a buzzkill. I'm like, Christmas plans. What are we doing? I think I'm going to the Warriors game. Christmas Day. Going to the Warriors game. They play the Memphis Grizzlies, which is kind of like a rivalry now. So that should be fun. Should be dope. Okay. That's pretty much all I got, man. Pretty much all I got. Rush Hour. I heard Chris Tucker, because this is where you get all your breaking news from. Heard Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan are getting the gang back together. Coming out with Rush Hour 4. Okay. Now if they do this, I'm excited about it. We're all going to see it. It's Rush Hour. The Rush Hour series is probably one of the best, you know, franchises in film history. I'm just going to say, I mean, it's pretty, maybe not the best, but it's for sure iconic. It's very classic. Very, very classic. So all I'm going to say is this. Y'all better not do that BS that you did in Rush Hour 3. Okay? Rush Hour 1, classic. Rush Hour 2, even better classic. I don't know what y'all was on Rush Hour 3. Y'all melded in. Don't do that on this one. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to get back in your bag. I want to be crying. I want to be in tears, from laughter. Miss those days. I don't even make movies like that no more. I don't even laugh anymore. I only make myself laugh nowadays. Huh. No one makes me laugh. But yeah, no, that's so, yeah. But no, if they get that together, I mean, I don't think it's a rumor. But if they make that happen, that's what's up. Definitely be here for that. Definitely. Most definitely. I think that's going to do it for me. It's going to do it for me. I'm going to just try to enjoy the rest of this weekend. Hope you guys do the same. Hopefully this rain goes away, or this hydraulic outlook. You know what I mean? Hopefully this hydraulic outlook just disappears, you know, and I don't have to. Tell me like the sun or sun, carrot, sun, pointless, all these commas, I'm on formal, amigo. We fired off. Cake on me, no funnel. He said, cake on me, no funnel? Meaning money, cake on me, no funnel. Like funnel cake, this ain't no funnel cake, this is cash. Cake on me, no funnel. We gone. Tropics. I was outside just serving narcotics. Pay me that stick. Make one more move, just pop em, pop em. Put out in the hotel lobby. Yeah, 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 yeah. If you get a chance, go to YouTube, watch their, they have a music video too, but they also have another, it's like a series, a YouTube channel series called Colors, and they take off and Quavo perform it live. Ah, dope. Run, can't believe it's some of the best things and I've seen in rap history. I never seen anything like it. Reminds me of me. Now I'm playing. But no, check it out. They dope. Recipes take off. Man, you know? Oh man, what else is going on? I think that's it. That's gonna do it for me. I think that's all I got. The song's over. I played it. Do you guys want to hear it again? I can play it again. You guys want to hear it? Yeah. Right from this is starting. From... Oh. 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 Ah. Woo, don't get me on that DS2. Future Pluto. No, let me stop. It's enough. That is enough. That is enough. But look, man, enjoy the rest of your weekend, guys. Hopefully, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to do another one this month. I don't know. We'll see. It's a busy month, you know, with work. You know, got to close out the books at the end of the year. There's a lot of stuff going on. So we'll see. Christmas is everything, New Year. So I don't know. But if not, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's. Okay? It's been a great year. It's been a great year, right? See what 2023 has for us. But no, yeah, Start Forgets Podcast. I'm out.